In a world obsessed with speed, the most successful decision makers know that faster isn't always better. From Wall Street traders to tennis champions, mastery often comes not from acting quickly, but from knowing precisely when to act. Our nervous systems are literally designed for this strategic delay. The vagal nerve, connecting our brains to our hearts, contains two competing systems, an ancient reptilian strand that freezes us and a newer mammalian strand enabling flexible responses. People with greater heart rate variability, the ability to quickly accelerate and brake their reactions, navigate emotional situations more confidently, like drivers with responsive controls. This physiological flexibility translates directly into better decision-making, fewer behavioral problems, and greater emotional regulation. The science is clear. Our ability to pause between stimulus and response, to wait for the optimal moment, is physically encoded in our nervous systems. How do tennis champions return 140-mile-per-hour serves within 500 milliseconds? While visual reaction time takes about 200 milliseconds for everyone, elite athletes excel in the preparation phase. They don't see faster, they process information better. Tennis champions like Jimmy Connors focused with huge eyes on the precise point where the ball left the server's strings, creating a zen-like state where the ball appeared huge and time seemed suspended. Remarkably, these athletes excel by delaying their responses as long as possible, gathering maximum information before acting. Sometimes, being slower actually means being better, even in high-frequency trading. When UNX Inc. moved their computers from California to New York to reduce transaction times from 65 to 30 milliseconds, their performance deteriorated. Only by artificially slowing their system back did they regain their competitive edge. During the 2010 flash crash, when the Dow plummeted nearly 1,000 points in minutes, we witnessed the dangers of excessive speed as algorithms triggered cascading sell-offs. The most profitable trading firms don't just speed up, they strategically manage time, programming algorithms to test reactions with small initial trades before committing, like a fencer's feint. Have you ever felt inexplicably drawn to make a decision without knowing why? Subliminal influences might be at work. Research shows even 12-millisecond exposures to fast food logos make people read 20% faster and enjoy pleasurable experiences less. These environmental cues fundamentally change our relationship with time, warping perception and diminishing our ability to savor moments. As America's fast food restaurants expanded from 200 to 31,000 since 1960, while reading time plummeted, these subliminal influences may be reshaping our culture's entire relationship with time. We're hardwired to make instantaneous judgments from faces, detecting emotions across cultures, distinguishing Democrats from Republicans by appearance, even predicting which law firms will be profitable from decades-old yearbook photos. Yet this same ability leads us astray. Medical professionals who consciously believe in equality consistently provide less treatment to black patients with identical conditions, explaining how institutions perpetuate systemic racism without explicitly racist missions. While thin slicing can be remarkably accurate for some judgments, it requires more than the popular 2-second rule suggests. For personality traits like sociability, we need at least a minute, preferably 5. With seconds to decide, we navigate the intersection of unconscious, System 1, and conscious, System 2, creating a critical challenge. Knowing when to trust snap judgments versus when to delay decisions. This becomes especially difficult when experts face novel situations that effectively turn them into novices. When New York Giants offensive coordinator Bob Gibson faced a critical decision in the final seconds of a must-win game, stress hormones flooded his system, diminishing his executive brain functions while his amygdala took control. Despite decades of experience, this unprecedented scenario led to a catastrophic call that cost his team the game and ended his career. While experts like Michael Jordan typically perform best by not overthinking, relying on trained automatic responses, they must recognize when they've entered unfamiliar territory. Studies show soccer goalkeepers would actually be better off staying centered during penalty kicks rather than jumping. Sometimes the best advice is counterintuitive. Don't just do something, stand there. Don't panic may be the best advice ever given. Panic shuts down conscious thinking, forcing us to rely on primal responses. Under stress, our perception of time warps. City dwellers perceive pauses as twice as long as rural residents, and people in freefall experience 3 seconds as lasting 4. Professional athletes harness this phenomenon, experiencing high-speed moments almost in slow motion to make precise adjustments. Masters of timing understand the strategic value of silence. Jack Benny and Victor Borge perfected the extended beat, where the delay itself becomes more powerful than what follows. John Stewart creates maximum tension from silence before delivering punchlines. The key to truthful communication is bypassing conscious overthinking, accessing natural instincts without self-consciousness. In modern life, we instinctively fill silence with speech, especially under stress. Yet by consciously managing our timing, saying words a little bit later, we become better communicators without changing content. As Paul Simon notes about songwriting, leaving space after difficult lines gives listeners a chance to catch up before the next thought arrives. Are you living by the clock or by events? Much human behavior follows clock time, dividing our days into arbitrary units measured by timepieces. While days align with natural cycles, hours are entirely artificial, a Babylonian legacy. The alternative, event time, continues activities until completion, regardless of elapsed minutes. This difference resembles choosing between calendars, prioritizing efficiency, and to-do lists, emphasizing effectiveness. We've become living anachronisms, hardwired for the slow pace of hunter-gatherers, but living in a megahertz world. Our central struggle is getting ancient physiology to keep pace with accelerating technology. The hourly mindset transforms time into money, making non-working moments feel wasted. Paradoxically, time pressure worsens as income rises. We perceive our more valuable time must also be scarcer. The solution may be getting off the clock through flat fee arrangements and event-based thinking. Remember, time isn't just money, it's life itself. The most valuable moments often come when we break free from clock tyranny and allow events to unfold naturally. For individual investors, timing presents a humbling reality. We're weekend warriors competing against professionals. Most should buy and hold rather than actively trade, recognizing that sometimes the second mouse gets the cheese. To defend against subliminal influences, keep your brain actively engaged with meaningful tasks. Being aware of your vulnerability, especially when hungry or thirsty, and consciously slowing down after potential exposure also helps. First impressions aren't instant snap judgments, but more like a car climbing a hill, an acceleration of information gathering that varies with task difficulty. For investors and decision makers, this means giving important choices appropriate time to develop, resisting both premature action and indefinite delay. Strategic waiting isn't procrastination, it's optimizing the moment of action for maximum effectiveness.